Now, given the tirade that I just went on about creator-owned books and how much I love them, it probably is a bit of a surprise to you that the first entry on my list, which is in no particular order, by the way, is a mainstream superhero comic. Something as mainstream as Spider-Man that has had several incarnations in animated series, movies, etc., etc. But that is a testament to how well J. Michael Straczynski's run on Spider-Man manages to be something different. Now, I started reading J. Michael Straczynski's run on Amazing Spider-Man, which starts with the trade paperback titled Coming Home, about 3 or 4 months ago. Now, you'll quickly find that when you read as much comics as you will once you get hooked, you're going to go through periods where you just get completely tired of the whole thing, and all the corporate superhero crap kind of runs together, and you go through this existential crisis of, why am I doing this? None of this is good. But there will be one or two comics that come to you in a streak of light to debase you of that notion entirely. And Amazing Spider-Man was one of those for me. J. Michael Straczynski, writer of the noted sci-fi series Babylon 5, which I personally haven't seen, but after this I really want to, can write some darn good superhero comics. And it just proves how much he can invigorate stories and characters that have been around for years on end. It's no coincidence, given his background on TV, that Amazing Spider-Man comes out looking like a well-oiled serial drama, where things actually change, grow, and are foreshadowed over time. Because my biggest complaint about modern superhero comics is that nothing ever changes. Without spoiling too much, I will say that the first 10 to 15 issues of this comic are all about breaking Spider-Man down to his core. And I'm not talking about super emo, gritty, depressing. I'm just talking about taking all of the elements that you thought were traditional Spider-Man and saying, screw this, chucking them out the window, and forging your own path. This is distinctly J. Michael Straczynski's writing. It's not like he's writing through a corporate mouthpiece, or at least in the first part of his run, that it's editorially mandated. And I will say that this series does stay strong right up until the very end, no matter what path it's forced to take by editorial. Without spoiling too much, I will say that these initial volumes of Amazing Spider-Man that were written by J. Michael Straczynski are very much a human story. Peter Parker gets a job as a college school teacher. Peter Parker starts working on his relationship with his wife. I mean, you still have your larger-than-life Big Apple superheroic swinging from the Statue of Liberty, etc., etc. But at its core, J. Michael Straczynski never forgets that he's telling a story about beings with human emotions, even if his cast isn't so human or is somehow more than human. This is very much a story about how we choose to reshape ourselves as people, about how we can ignore some of our mistakes in the past and forge a path for ourselves based on being something greater than we are right now. I'm just going to come out and say it. If you don't want to be spoiled, I guess you can skip about a minute ahead in this. But one of the things that I really like about J. Michael Straczynski's run is within the first couple issues, Peter Parker actually reveals his identity as Spider-Man to Aunt May. And it is a very well-done couple of issues. It's something that we were clamoring for a long time, but it was dismissed as never going to happen. And the amazing thing about this, it's not a fake-out. It's not a retcon. It actually sticks for a solid 50 to 60 issues until the next writer comes on board. And I guess that's the one complaint that I have about J. Michael Straczynski's run on Spider-Man. We're so fixated on things mattering now that we retcon everything out that supposedly doesn't matter. So I guess if you care about that sort of thing, J. Michael Straczynski's run on Spider-Man is no longer in continuity. It no longer counts or matters. But the bottom line is that it's just really ridiculously good storytelling that leaves you on the edge of your seat, sometimes leaves you laughing. And it doesn't matter if it counts or not, because J. Michael Straczynski's run on Amazing Spider-Man is just a good comic. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. Now, let's move on to the comic industry's best-kept secret.